Texas. It's range I love to ride.
Burnett County, situated in the heart of the Texas Hill Country, is graced with five highland lakes. It's just an hour's drive away from Austin, Texas, but it's so tranquil and rural in these parts you'd think you were 10 hours from the bustling capital city. This is the home of the Bluebonnet Cafe in Marble Falls that's been serving down-home specialties for decades. It's also home to trendy breweries, award-winning wineries, the Canyon of the Eagles Resort, and numerous captivating inns, B&Bs, and lakefront vacation rental homes. Boating, fishing, and camping are big draws here. I'm correspondent Tom Wilmer. Come along and join me as we visit with Jeannie Emerson and Burnett County Judge James Oakley, who are both passionate boosters of the region that's a true hidden gem in the heart of the heart of Texas.
I love Tom.
Can't get enough of Texas.
My name's Jeannie Emerson.
And where are we, Jeannie?
Today we're at Canyon of the Eagles in Burnett County, Texas. Probably one of the most beautiful destinations in our county.
Burnett County is in central Texas, the heart of Texas. For the person that's not from here, how far from Austin, for example, or Dallas?
We are about 60 miles northwest of Austin, and we are then probably another maybe 100 miles from Dallas. We really, truly are centrally located in the middle of beautiful hill country, Texas.
What's incredible to me, being with Austin only 60 miles away, I'd say it feels like we're 200 miles away. It's a world apart. It really is.
Indeed. It's just the difference between an urban life and then a quieter pace here in the hill country. And you're right, there are stark differences, but there's a lot of similarities as well.
Give us a word picture of Burnett County in pronunciation.
It's Burnett, and when you're here a while, you'll hear this from folks who live here. It's Burnett, Dern it, Learn it. We all learned that the hard way.
But an outsider would call it Burnett.
Yes, indeed. But it's Burnett. Burnett's probably one of the fastest growing counties, and I know that's the proximity then to Austin. But
fastest growing in the state?
In the state, wow. One of, yeah, indeed.
And yet this is remote and rural. There are no big towns or even medium towns here.
That's right. I think Austin is probably a little over a million now, but I don't know. Could even be bigger than that. But the hill country is just comprised of lots of little communities, ranching and tourism, certainly in Burnett.
So what is driving the growth? Would it be people retiring out of Dallas and Austin and Houston that want to come to a slower, safer, tranquil?
Could be. And that could be part of it. We are part of the Highland Lakes chain. We have five lakes here. So that attracts folks, like you said, who are retired, looking to maybe change their lifestyle a little bit. But we also have a lot of people who have stayed here and raised their families here, and this is home, and they wouldn't dream of leaving it.
Your next generation, the young kids getting out of high school or community college, is there a place, an opportunity for them to stay here in the region?
I remember getting out of high school, going to college, and couldn't wait to leave. And I think that's pretty typical of young women and men who are 18, 17 years old. But I think there's a draw in this community for people to come back and be part of the family heritage and live on the land, ranchers and cattle. I think that's a draw for some families for the children to come back.
So what you're saying is that the agrarian model is still a driver here and very much operative.
I think there's some agrarian model to that, yes, but more importantly, I think there is this sense of heritage and family that's so ingrained in the state, but typically in these communities.
If I drove up here, is there a town that I can go to, or towns, and where would I stay, and what would I do?
Good question. In Burnett County, we have our two. Burnett's on the north end of the county, and Marble Falls is on the south end. Marble Falls is a community of about 6,000 folks, and Burnett probably has 4,000 people. And those are our two largest cities. And then we have some other smaller ones around, but they're well under 2,000 and 3,000 people. So that's Burnett County.
Going to Marble Falls, would you find some cool restaurants and some hip and happening things to do there?
Marble Falls and Burnett both pride themselves on being historic, so they have the typical town square, if you will.
The county courthouse in the middle.
County courthouse in the middle in Burnett, yes, that's That's right. Marble Falls has Main Street, historic Main Street. And we have some iconic landmarks in Marble Falls. There's a place called the Blue Bonnet Cafe, which has been in existence for years and years and years, and people drive for miles and miles to experience the Blue Bonnet. And then we're lucky to have in the county places like the Canyon of the Eagles here on Lake Buchanan. We have lodges, vacation homes, a couple destination resorts, and the attraction is basically the water. There's water sports here, but we also have golf and hunting and during the season, so there's a lot to offer.
And I'm sure you'd have your B&Bs and inns and probably some Airbnbs popping up like they are everywhere.
We do, and I think the highest concentration are the vacation homes, and those are not B&Bs. You bring your own groceries, if you will, but vacation homes are pretty prevalent around here.
So that's a real popular model then.
Indeed it is. Mm-hmm.
And what are you going to get? What's the quality that you're going to, a bonus that you're going to get by the vacation home?
The privacy. You can bring your families. You can bring the pet dog. You can bring your friends and neighbors. The spirit of community, I think, when people come to these vacation homes. It's relaxing. You don't have to dress up. You can still enjoy the lake and some of the sporting activities around here. You can go eat at a restaurant. But basically, it's like being at home in somebody else's town.
Right now, we're at Canyon of the Eagles. And what a surprise this has been for me today to discover a real national park-like retreat in the middle of the heart of Texas. Mm-hmm. Tell us about the history here and what's so cool about it in your mind.
Well, I'm fairly new to the area, but the woman who owns this Canyon of the Eagles, Cindy Bauer, is probably one of the most sophisticated hoteliers that I've ever met, and I've been in the hotel business many, many years. But she understands and has the sense of service and meets your needs before you even know what are your needs. So she's done a marvelous job of coming in here and renovating and sort of revamping this beautiful, beautiful destination resort.
Give us an over. There's a cool restaurant with a metal tin roof right beside us, and meeting spaces. It's a real major resort destination in the middle of nowhere.
It is. It's tucked away, like you said, and the Overlook restaurant is a gourmet restaurant. She has a fabulous chef here.
And this is open to the public? You don't have to be staying here?
Yes, it's open to the public. That's right. I think she has 61 guest rooms. She could answer that better than I. But she has cabins. There are RV spaces. There's camping. There's primitive camping. There's an opportunity for everybody here to find their liking. And she's done an incredible job to keep the land pristine. And she has great respect for the land and the lakes. And the people who come here will enjoy it. And they come here from all over the world.
I heard her talking earlier. She was really proud of the hiking trails, an extensive array of hiking opportunities here.
She is, because I think she's developed part of that with her team. Cindy's not an I person. She is a we person, and her team has done extraordinarily good job of carving out the hiking trails and ensuring that they're safe as well as scenic, and some of them are rigorous.
I've heard that Nokia and some other major corporations from Denmark and Finland and Germany have come on retreats here. And I'm going, wow, how would they even know this place existed?
I know. That's also a good question. And we're in the age of Google, I suppose. So whenever you want to find something out, you know, that's a good resource. And Cindy has good marketing. She's an international person herself. So she understands how she can market this little crown jewel that we have here in Burnett County.
Even though you have small corporate retreats and conferences and whatnot here, my sense, it's very much of a family destination.
Yes, and it's because of all the things I think that we have to offer here. She can do weddings and family reunions. She can do romantic getaways. And she's well-versed in what the needs are of people who will come here, and it's very well advertised. So she should be very proud of her success here.
Before we go, a little bit more about your county. Things that you're most proud of. If I were coming up and I'd never been here, your hit list.
Ooh, that's thought-provoking. I think probably one of the main attractions of this county, other than its natural beauty and its lakes, are the people who live here. We have what we call the Texas Wave, and if you are driving down the street and you don't put your index finger up as you see a car approach, then we know you're a stranger. Mm-hmm. So there is a welcoming, deep, deep concern about the people who come down here. We're very proud of what we have here. So I would think that the people people will welcome you and they'll make your stay memorable.
I heard some rumor about a pretty amazing microbrewery that is doing some special things.
Save the World. Sorry, talk about Save the World.
Yeah, that's is classic unique.
Yeah, there are. I think that's the nice part of being back close to Austin, too. There's still that youthful energy, you know, that comes from a college community. And Save the World Brewery will be out here to visit us while you're here for us the next couple of days. And they've done phenomenal things in Marble Falls. So there's the ability to be an entrepreneur and be successful because there's lots and lots of support from the cities and the towns here.
So listening, what you are saying is that you can come out here to Burnett County and get a taste of old Texiana, the old way, the Blue Bonnet Cafe that's been here forever and ever. And then the new Save the World Brewpub, kind of a cutting edge reincarnation.
Right, that probably is part of the attraction. When you live here, I think we see things a little bit differently than when we're visiting. But for somebody who's coming in to see us for the very first time, there really is an array of beauty. But we're still growing, too. We're still changing and evolving, morphing, if you will, into a little more of a sophisticated destination.
And I think for those of us, wherever we live, we take our place for granted to a point.
That's right. Yeah. That's right, I'm sure. I'm sure if I lived in Paris, I'd never go to the top of the Eiffel Tower.
For further information, a website for people to learn more.
You can go to the burnettcountytexas.org and go to the tourism, click on there, or you can go directly to thehighlandlakes.org, and that's our website.
We're here with James Oakley, Burnett County Judge, in the heart of Central Texas. What a pleasure to be here.
Well, I'm glad y'all are here and getting to provide a window to your listeners. We're excited about the opportunity to showcase our area and let other people see what we consider home.
Well, I think it's a testimonial to your pride in living here. You're a county judge, and yet here you are sitting with me in the tourism capacity, bragging about your town. That's cool.
Well, I inherit my title amongst the many other things. I'm also the chief cheerleader, and I was a county commissioner for 8 years before becoming judge, and you know, I'm fifth generation from Burnett County. I know the area, and I have done the deal to where you move off and work for the big corporation, and I'm just so lucky to be back home representing what is home.
What is home? Let's say I met you in Austin and you said, oh my God, Tom, you got to come up to Burnett County. Why? Why should I drive 100 miles? It must be something distinctive that I wouldn't find in another county, even in Central Texas.
Well, I hear you. You know, in my past capacity, I worked nationwide, and people would say, oh, you're from Texas. They go, yeah, I was in Dallas once, or I was in Houston once. And I say, well, that's an airport, but that's not Texas. And Texas is truly a country unto itself. You know, we have anything from the arid regions. We have coastal regions. We have the East Texas Pines. We have all different areas. And the blend that Burnett County, as being a part of the Hill Country, represents, to me, is the best part. You know, we've got the lakes, we've got rivers, we've got the hills, we've got great trees, we've just got a lot to offer. And this opportunity, by you being here, is a chance for us to show it off and get people to come take a look at it.
And some of the things to do, what would you recommend?
Well, you know, there's so many different things to do. There's great opportunities for hiking and biking. There's great fishing opportunities. There's great history things to look at. We've got wineries. There's just so many different things to do.
And even within town, it's not a big box place. It's not a chain store place. You're going to find some real cool ma-and-pa businesses, right?
We do have that here in Marble Falls. There is a whole street row of local artists that have their work showcased. We have two breweries in Marble Falls. We have, again, lots of wineries. We have some local coffee shops and antique shops. I think there's something for everybody here in Burnett County to go explore. And we have so many different types of places to stay, especially in out in the country, so to say. We've got some really neat bed and breakfasts that have unique offerings. And, of course, we have the chain hotels, you know, in the cities.
James Oakley, Burnett County Judge, what a pleasure. I wish we could spend all afternoon together.
Well, I want y'all to, I know this is a fast-paced schedule you're on, and I feel like you're getting just a brief snapshot of all the offerings, and we welcome you to come back, take a little bit more in-depth look at what all we have to offer and study some of the history of the area. There is a lot of history to delve into in the area, and we're conveniently located to Austin, which is only about an hour away, so you can have all of those offerings. But we have a lot of culture here and a slower pace, and certainly we don't have the traffic to deal with. But we love our proximity to Austin, to some of the culture and resources that are available here. But it's always good to come home to Burnet because it is home.
Website?
BurnetCountyTexas.org.
James Oakley, Burnet County Judge, thanks again.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show, Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a weekly featured podcast on NPR.org, produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. Our San Francisco-based associate producer is Molly Blaisdell, covering the San Francisco Bay Area, the island of Maui, and the South Pacific. Our Wisconsin-based associate producer is Julie Henning,